What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is a public practice today for the Bears, and that's the point here, is you've heard what other reporters have had to say. Mark Rohde, I want to get your impressions not just of what you've seen, but there's a thought around the observations that we have seen so far. This, in my opinion, was going to be the time. I want it to be hard right now. I don't want it to be pretty. That's how you know there's growth. You know, sometimes I like to say, if you're skiing, if you're not trying unless you're falling down, you know, do it safely. But the point is, risk taking, unfortunately, doesn't look great to start. So tell us your observations of not just the discussion surrounding the Bears themselves right now, but also, I think there's a little bit of a need for Caleb Williams to look a certain way, and I don't necessarily think that it has to yet.
Yeah, there is. What the first 2 days of training camp has reminded me, guys, is that there is so much at stake with quarterback one, with Caleb Williams. Duh, we understand that. We understand what was given up to get him. We understand what he represents. We understand what he is, the number one overall pick in the draft now over a year ago, and the highest rated quarterback the Bears have ever had coming in, the most excitement that has ever been. He is also, guys, I'll just say it, Caleb Williams in my lifetime, and I go back to my sports conscious, you know, early 80s quarterback for the Bears. So that's how long I've been attached to this team, whether as a fan or as a reporter. I think Caleb Williams is the most divisive Bears quarterback in history right now for two reasons, because of the schools of thought. This came to me. I was inspired yesterday. I did a hit with you guys yesterday, and one of the themes of it was that I saw Caleb Williams struggling. I saw him struggling, and I was specific about one thing, and that was the deep ball. And boy, I read through the comments, you know, because, you know, I wanted to torture myself.
We're reporters, and that's what you do. You read as a reporter.
You read. And it is amazing because there's two schools of thought on Caleb Williams. Number one, the people who love Caleb people, and those are the people that don't want any critiques of him whatsoever. They will come at you. They will try to rough you up. Caleb Williams, for those people, they are scared to death over the possibility that he is going to be anything but elite. So they are frightened about that while being loyal to him as well. The non-Caleb people, I'll just call them the non-Caleb people, or you could put in parentheses the Justin Fields people, they want to be right. They want to be, because there was both schools of thought over whether it was Justin Fields or even just the detractors of Caleb Williams, whether it's in the media or fans, they want to be right and saying you should have never given up on Justin Fields and that Caleb Williams had issues and we should have taken some of the off the field stuff more seriously. So that has led to this power struggle. And I'll just say one more thing, and I'll have plenty more to say, but It's also led, I think, and sometimes it gets in my head, I will admit it, this has led reporters to be more hesitant about reporting what the bad that they see from Caleb Williams. Like, we're not seeing people, you know, tweet about it or hit it hard, because when it gets mentioned, it creates this stir. And the other part too is, and I probably should have started with this, I get it. It's early, and that is fair. The people who are listening are like, come on, man, 2 days through camp? Absolutely. Long way to go. I haven't given up on Caleb Williams. I have a lot at stake in Caleb Williams, because I've been saying since I laid eyes on Caleb Williams that he should be the guy, and I still support him. It's early, early, early for sure, but guess what? The first 2 days have been bumpy, and eventually, in this training camp, we need to see something that gives us hope for Caleb Williams before even a preseason game starts.
I just want to get a clarification. When you say off the field stuff for Caleb, what are you speaking of specifically?
I'm talking about the stuff with the nail polish and the people talking, like some people saying that he's too, you know, casual, and his traveling around the world, and just people who use his personality. Let's just put it there.
Okay.
Who uses personality as a detraction. I'm not saying that people are going to be like, oh, this guy is, you know, he's with the nail polish and all that kind of stuff, but it's all part of the divisiveness on the two sides of Caleb Williams that existed. There are people that want him to fail.
I'll start with this. I'll just say this. Everybody wants to be right. That is not a new thing, but it is a thing that has been exacerbated by social media. It's like, I need to prove that I'm right. And you have people within a fan base now. You talked about the non-Caleb people, and I think a subset of that is the parentheses Justin Fields supporters, even
yes.
After he's gone on to not one, but now a second organization.
They were chanting his name in the last day. 60,000 plus fans chanting Justin Fields' name the last time he played at Soldier Field.
We want Justin, right?
And that's cool. It was weird. Like, because part of this, too, is Justin Fields is the first quarterback that has left this town that it was like, I'm not sure if we ever really... He really had the full opportunity. He was very popular. He was well-liked. So was Mitch Trubisky. So was Jay Cutler. And there were the camps on those sides, but not like with Justin Fields. And that affects what's going on today.
And so all I'm saying is, because people want to be right, here's where it gets ridiculous. Would you rather be right about what you predicted for a quarterback or predicted not to happen with a quarterback? Or would you rather, as a fan, your team actually be good? So, like, why are you arguing against Caleb Williams as opposed to letting it play out and see if Caleb Williams can reach the status that you would like your quarterback, whatever his name is, to reach as a Bears fan?
Because there's more than one way to be a fan. There's more than one way to care about a team. When you consider the discourse, I think, around Justin Fields, and I always said that I thought that the Bears failed him. And I didn't trust the Bears to develop another quarterback. And then they were going to put all the responsibility on the next one. And I knew at the time that it was going to be Caleb Williams. We all did, especially after the combine. But you could argue they failed Caleb Williams last year pretty well. And yeah, did they do a lot to try to fix that in the offseason? Yes, they did. So when I consider that piece of it, I don't necessarily mind that people feel that way. What I do get concerned about is reporters whose job is to tell you what they're seeing at practice, and that's part of the reason why we asked for the calls today, is if you should be calm in knowing that your quarterback can struggle throwing a deep ball in practice and also know that it's the second day.
Yeah.
Like, people shouldn't shy away from that information because they're afraid of what? The same 100 people on Twitter who complain about everything despite knowing the facts.
Don't lie.
I'm very happy that I get to cash in a ratings bonus check next week, by the way. And in the meantime, I'm going to also say this.
Money!
Like, it's okay. It's okay that happened today. People have bad days.
Don't lie.
But fans can also accept that you can report that there was a bad day. And
yes.
You can also report that it's early in camp.
Yes,
Layla. That doesn't mean that you're trying to tell people what's happening in a slanted way, and that's where the discourse
but
lies.
But Layla, nuance is dead. We know this. If it's not dead, it's on life support. The ability to take what you saw and not omit it. Just say, this is what I saw. And you're not lying. You're not omitting it. And people will take it and they'll run whatever direction based on what they believe and them wanting to be right. That's my point,
Well,
Mark.
Well, yeah. Well, and look, as a reporter, too, I will say again, I of course I want to be right. And it's not just I want to be right. It's I have used facts to back up why I think Caleb Williams is going to be great. So I want that stuff to be there. So trust me, when I'm out on the field and I see him throw a pick on his first pass of camp, when I see him miss long on a broken play, albeit on a play that he made last year to DeAndre Swift, I'm noting it. When I see him miss DJ Moore on a deep ball, I'm noting it. And then quite frankly, dreading that when I go on the air, and I think it was with you guys because it was post-practice, and having to lead with the fact that Caleb, because that's what everybody wants to know. So I don't take any satisfaction in it, and I don't even want to see it, but I promise you, 10 times out of 10, every time, I will tell you exactly what I see, and I will tell you the truth.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Yo, listen, so this is Raheemian Harris. That is Mark Grody, who has been out at practice. Now he is in studio as we await for practice to end today, the first public practice. We're taking your calls coming up in the next hour here on 670 The Score. Raheemian Harris, 630. All this hand-wringing of quarterbacks can't be good for people's blood pressure. You know what? You're probably right, but here we are. We got to talk about it. It's his job to talk about it. It's my job to talk about it. It is Layla Rahimi's job to talk about it. You can talk about that bonus more, too, if you want to. I like that talk.
No, I don't need to, but that's my point. I'm not afraid of that stuff.
No, well, exactly.
They don't pay me to be, and reporters shouldn't be afraid of it either.
This was informed, but the comments that I read here, it was because it was two schools, but there were so many people saying, I knew Caleb sucked. I knew, like, they're the ones making the grand conclusions, and that's where things get muddied. But rest assured, we are going to tell you how it is. And Chris Emma will be telling us how it is from Hallis Hall in just a little bit. He gets to be out. What a day for fans today. Not just, I was going to say Bourbonnais, not just in Lake Forest, Cubs Sox today. This is Chicago Fan Appreciation Day.
I thought
day.
It was Bulls today.
Oh, it is Bulls.
I like the choice.
Bulls today.
That's such a great Bulls shirt,
going
too.
Going with a Bulls shirt on a day like this is a statement in and of itself.
If I had, I have a Go Sports sweatshirt. If I had had a sports T-shirt, then I would have worn that today. But also, did you see, by the way, Adam Schefter said that the Buccaneers have signed guard Michael Jordan?
I saw that. And I was like, wait, Jordan? He's a guard? Okay, got it. I'm familiar with this game.
This segment with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, and you is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I do want to also thank everybody who has listened, and you do get to participate. And that is why I do think it is important that if you see something today at Bears Camp and you want to talk to us about it, that you can.
If you see something, say something.
Yes, if you see something, say something. And I think that actually moves into another topic that we have coming up at 12:45. I think there's a real Bears teammate who wants to let us know that if he sees something, he's going to say something.
Well said, Layla.
That was what Mark Grody found at practice.
That's so good.
Good job, yeah. Mark. Good job, Layla.
Thanks, Marshall.
Good job, you, the listener, because guess what? We're going to reward you for all that listening. Keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark
Marshall,
at Wildfire.
Thank you.
In River North on Wednesday, August 6th. That features a couple of Matts. Matt Spiegel, Matt Shaw, the special guest. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
608 wants to know what time we're talking Cubs. 10:45 will do the trade deadline. And I think what it means for the Cubs is we try to figure this all out because we had a real trade last night in baseball. And then additionally, we will talk Cubs and Sox at 11:25 and get into it there as well. And at 5 on it because, you know, we get to cover both teams with the same games this series.
And then later, I like that.
We're going to talk about concerts that we're going to in the near future or not.
Yeah, we can do that at halftime.
Like, no, I won't say it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.